Sparkle Awesome.
And I'm Charlie Credible.
And this is Nature Watch.
Featuring birds. There will be animal and mostly bird facts.
There will be animal and mostly bird jokes.
You know, bird jokes really quack me up.
Nice one.
We're mostly doing this on birds, but sometimes there's a squirrel at our feeder, so we will do that too.
Exactly.
Hello everybody, welcome to In Nature Watch. Usually we'd be sitting around looking at our feeder, seeing what's out there, currently a squirrel, eating sunflower seeds. But today was very special because we went to Truman Road, which is a great place for birding. It has a great habitat for birds. Charlie?
Yes, it does. At Truman Road is by Dragon Lake. It's got trees, shrubs, power lines, fence posts, and birdhouses.
It's also very marshy there. There's also some telephone poles. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the crow on the telephone pole?
No.
He wanted to make a long distance call.
Oh gosh, okay. Let's move on.
This is what we saw on Truman Road. We saw some Canada geese,
red-necked grebe,
common loon,
northern harrier,
northern flicker,
black-billed magpie,
a crow,
tree swallow,
American robin,
savannah sparrow,
red-winged blackbird,
common yellow throat. It was a little hard to find because they like to hide in the shrubs and because it just kept calling. But finding it was like an itch that you can't scratch. It was annoying.
Yes, very annoying. We also saw a yellow warbler.
A yellow rumped warbler.
And a song sparrow.
Yes, we did.
Now, it's time for today's first bird feature. Today's first bird feature is the yellow warbler.
Da, da, da.
The yellow warbler. Known for its song, the yellow warbler is known for its song. It is all yellow with a bit of black on its wing. The males have red streaks on its chest, and the immature females are mostly dull except for a yellowish tint. Yellow warblers eat insects. We saw them eating bees today. They also eat beetles, mosquitoes, and spiders, and any other insects that they can just jump out and catch. They like to hang around willows. So today was a very good time for them to hang around willows because all the bees were there eating the pollen. So we saw this yellow warbler going around chomping down these bees. Yellow warblers also like to stay low to the ground, except for today when it was in a willow tree eating bees. That was today's first bird feature, the yellow warbler.
Thank you, Sparkle.
You're very welcome. Now it's time for a feeder update. What is happening at the feeder currently? Charlie?
Yes. At the moment, there's a squirrel in a house-looking feeder.
Yes, which if you look on the cover of our podcast pick thingy, you'll see that there is a brown feeder. And it's with all the other clumps of feeders. We call that one the squirrel feeder because it's where the squirrel likes to hang out.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. A merlin just flew through our yard.
That was pretty incredible.
Yeah, a merlin is a tiny, well, at least we think it was a merlin. We'll have to double check. But a merlin is a smaller bird of prey. Here, hey Charlie, what does it sound like?
I have it right here.
We hear that a lot. I think there's one hanging around our yard. Or not our yard, our neighborhood. Don't you think so, Charlie?
Yes.
Now for today's big bird question. Charlie?
Yes. Oh, goodness.
What?
It's a rare bird.
What?
It's an incredible species of magpie. It's
four-legged.
It's a long tail. Oh.
Oh, wait, just a second. Oh. Nope, that's our dog, Sally.
Oh,
she's a border collie. Our bad. Sorry. Whoops.
Okay. Yeah, nothing interesting to see here.
Okay. But anyway, Back to you, Charlie. What is today's big question?
Today's big question is, drum roll please, the difference between a song and a call for birds. Sparkle?
The difference between a bird's song and a bird's call is the bird's song is made by the male for an advertisement of territory and breeding availability. A bird's call is how they communicate with each other, so they use it for communication, also a warning, and pleas for help. That was the difference between a bird's song and a bird's call.
Thank you, Sparkle. That was quite the interesting stuff there.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now it's time for bird feature two.
The magpie.
So, tell us about the magpie.
Of course. Number one, in winter, magpies are vegetarian, mostly. Number two, magpies are the only non-mammal species to recognize themselves in a mirror.
Wow.
Test. I know, it's incredible. Number three, magpie description. White-tipped wings and belly. Black head, teal rest of wing, so, you know. And unusually long tail, which is also teal. Number four, they have a loud, irritating call. Number five, last but not least, they are a pretty good sized bird. They are, so that'd be considered medium. And that is the magpie.
Thank you, Charlie. Now, we're nearing the end of our show. I think it's time for four fun facts for feathers.
Indeed.
Ravens are great at mimicking human speech and sounds. Number two.
Some ducks sleep with one eye open to keep guard.
Number three. You know, I could really use some quackers.
I don't think we have any.
Hummingbirds weigh less than a nickel.
Oh, Sparkle, why do hummingbirds hum?
I don't know.
Because they don't know the words. It must be so annoying for them.
I know, right? How do you sing Bon Jovi then?
I know, right? Oh, and last fun fact. Woodpeckers hoard acorns.
That is just the randomest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in and listening to Nature Watch, featuring birds. We always feature birds, except for sometimes squirrels when they come to our feeder. We're just letting you know that because we say mostly birds, but when we're doing our watch, there is sometimes a squirrel. So, and other things in our yard. So we just want to let you know that. Right, Charlie?
Yes. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Charlie Incredible.
And I'm Sparkle Awesome.
And this was Nature Watch. Thank you for listening.